Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Great to have you with me here on this Tuesday. If you've been with us, you know that we have been talking about restoration, specifically the restoration of Israel and the restoration of the church. And this really began last week in a marvelous series with Derek Prince. By the way, if you've missed any of that, you can catch it by logging on to our website at derekprince.org. And today, Derek is going to continue talking about the restoration of Israel. In fact, he's going to be talking about the biblical prophecies concerning the nation of Israel. Now, what an important theme today as we have war in the Middle East, as our national leaders in America are trying to hammer out a Middle East policy. What about Israel? What is God's plan for Israel? Is Israel as a nation still central to what God is doing? Well, this is what Derek is going to be talking about, and it's really an essential theme for our time. It's particularly important because, as we've seen, Israel sort of prefigures the church, and the restoration that God is effecting in Israel is very much determinant with what's happening in the church. The two go together, and so discerning Christians need to know about the one in order to understand what God is doing with the other. And so let's be sure and get something to write with in our Bibles and be ready to take notes, because this is such vital information, really coming right out of the headlines that we're seeing today. Let's listen now as Derek Prince teaches us on the restoration of Israel.
In my talk today, I'll deal with the situation that has made restoration necessary for Israel as a people. That is, I'll explain how they got out of their right place and their right condition. In the book of Deuteronomy, before Israel ever entered the land of their God-given inheritance, Moses clearly predicted three things. First, that Israel would be disobedient and unfaithful to God. Second, that as a judgment, God would uproot them and scatter them among the Gentiles, the other nations. Third, that the land itself would then become barren and desolate. Here is one of many such predictions found in Deuteronomy chapter 28, beginning at verse 58 and following. If you are not careful to observe all the words of this law which are written in this book, to fear this honored and awesome name, the Lord your God, it shall come about that as the Lord delighted over you to prosper you and multiply you, so the Lord will delight over you to make you perish and destroy you, and you shall be torn from the land where you are entering to possess it. Moreover, the Lord will scatter you among all peoples, from one end of the earth to the other end of the earth, and there you shall serve other gods, wood and stone, which you or your fathers have not known. And among those nations you shall find no rest, and there shall be no resting place for the sole of your foot. But there the Lord will give you a trembling heart, failing of eyes, and despair of soul. So your life shall hang in doubt before you, and you shall be in dread night and day, and shall have no assurance of your life. Now let's look for a moment at the history that's involved in the fulfillment of these prophecies. Historically, there have been two major dispersals of Israel into exile out of their own land. The first took place between about 720 and 600 BC. In this dispersal, which was in two stages, first of all, the northern kingdom, known as Israel, was taken into exile by Assyria, and then the southern kingdom, known as Judah, was taken into exile by Babylon. From the exile in Babylon, there was a partial return about 530 BC and in the years following. The second major dispersal, by far the greater, took place about 70 AD, when virtually the whole Jewish nation resident in the land of Israel was either killed or driven into exile by the Romans. The majority of the Jewish people remained in dispersion until the state of Israel was reborn about the middle of this century. But even now, only about one quarter of world Jewry are again resident in their own land. For most of the period of this second dispersion, the one that began in 70 AD, the condition of the Jews has corresponded exactly to the prediction in Deuteronomy chapter 28 in the verses that I read. Just let's look again at some of those words that Moses spoke to Israel. You shall be torn from the land. The Lord will scatter you among all peoples, from one end of the earth to the other end of the earth. Among those nations you shall find no rest, no resting place for the sole of your foot. The Lord will give you a trembling heart, failing of eyes, despair of soul. You will be in dread night and day and have no assurance of your life. Anyone familiar, even in general terms, with Jewish history during the past 2,000 years, who is honest, would have to admit that those prophecies have been exactly and repeatedly fulfilled in nation after nation and country after country all around the world. Furthermore, we have to acknowledge that the fulfillment did not cease in biblical times or even many centuries ago, but that it has continued right into the present century. In general, the record of Israel is a lesson written across the pages of history, a warning to all races and all nations of the consequences of stubbornness and disobedience toward God and His messengers. And the same principles work out in the history of all nations. The history of Israel is recorded in the Scripture, but the same principles work out for all nations, for the United States included. However, thank God, Israel is also a demonstration of God's mercy and covenant-keeping faithfulness. Almost all the predictions in the Bible of judgment and dispersal for Israel indicate that these will never be total or irrevocable. Always the door is left open for God's mercy. A good and a brief example of judgment and mercy combined closely together in two verses is found in Hosea chapter 3, verses 4 and 5. For the sons of Israel will remain for many days without king or prince, without sacrifice or sacred pillar, and without ephod or household idols. Now, in the day when Hosea made that prophecy, the sons of Israel had every one of those six things that are listed. They had a king, they had princes, they had sacrifices, sacred pillars, ephods, and household idols. And it was almost inconceivable to the natural mind that they would ever be deprived of all those things. And yet the fact remains that for 2,000 years and more, the sons of Israel have been without all those things. That prediction has been exactly fulfilled. Now let's look at the next verse. Afterward, the sons of Israel will return and seek the Lord their God and David their king, and they will come trembling to the Lord and to his goodness in the last days. Note, the concluding revelation is not of judgment, but of mercy, of God's grace that will bring the people of Israel back to the Lord their God in repentance and in seeking Him.
You know, when Derek teaches, you have the twin experience of recognizing the power and the importance of history in interpreting Scripture, as well as understanding the idea of predictive prophecy. We need both. A good Bible scholar will know the times, know what's happening historically in the Bible story, and at the same time understand what's being prophesied, what's being predicted. This is what it means to get the meat out of God's Word. There's so much more like this to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Few people realize that the Church and the nation of Israel have two closely connected but very distinct destinies. Or that, as history's clock ticks, the paths of the Church and of Israel get closer together. In fact, it's only a matter of time before they converge. In his classic book, The Destiny of Israel and the Church, Derek Prince pulls back the curtain of prophecy and reveals the separate roles that Israel and the Church will play as we hurtle forward into the last days. Discover why, as these prophetic paths converge, we will find ourselves in a season of the most dramatic and earth-shaking developments in all of human history. What lies just ahead, and how should believers respond? Order The Destiny of Israel and the Church by Derek Prince at the special price of only $9.95. Call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. In a day in which many Christians are confused or are falling prey to false teachings about the place of Israel in God's plan of redemption, Derek Prince offers a voice of clarity and biblical authority. In a season in which too few believers know what God has planned for the church at the climax of history, this book brings us trustworthy answers. Take a moment to order your copy of The Destiny of Israel and the Church, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or securely order your copy for only $9.95 when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and if you've been with us, you know that we've been on a wonderful series on the restoration of Israel. Really, that's part of a broader series on the theme of restoration as a whole. And we're hearing some fascinating things about Israel's history, about how God judged them, restored them, about even how God was judging Israel. He was giving prophecies through his prophets about how God would ultimately restore. And all of this, of course, is relevant to the church as the church and Israel are restored together. Let's listen as Derek teaches us on the theme of restoration.
Today we're going to look at the promises of Israel's restoration, which are so numerous that we will only have time to glance at a tiny fraction of them. But first let me establish a point of simple logic. Perhaps I should add that before I became a minister of God's word, I was a professor of logic. If the prophecies of dispersal given centuries in advance of the event, have been exactly fulfilled over a period of more than 2,000 years, logic would strongly indicate that the prophecies of restoration, given at the same time and from the same source, would also be fulfilled with equal accuracy. Now let's look at some of those prophecies. We'll turn first to Jeremiah 31, verse 7 and verse 10. For thus says the Lord, sing aloud with gladness for Jacob, and shout among the chiefs of the nations. Proclaim, give praise, and say, O Lord, save thy people, the remnant of Israel. Then verse 10, hear the word of the Lord, O nations, and declare in the coastlands afar off, and say, he who scattered Israel will gather him, and keep him as a shepherd keeps his flock. I want to point out three facts about that prophecy. First of all, it's a proclamation to be made to all nations. God wants all nations to be faced with the fact that he's committed to Israel and that he's going to restore them as he has promised. And I believe in a certain sense, even in this broadcast today, I'm fulfilling that. I'm declaring among the chiefs of the nations that God is going to restore Israel. Then notice the words, which are so short and simple. He who scattered Israel will gather him. In the Hebrew language, that's just three words, Mizare Yisrael Yekabetzenu. Notice three points. It's the same God who scattered and who will gather. It's the same people who were scattered who will be gathered. The scattering took place literally in history. The regathering will take place literally in history. And then notice that God is regathering them to keep them. In other words, he's going to make permanent provision for their ongoing security and well-being. Then again in Isaiah 11, verses 11 through 13, then it will happen on that day that the Lord will again recover the second time with his hand the remnant of his people who will remain from Assyria, Egypt, Pathros, Cush, Elam, Shinar, Hamath, and from the islands of the sea. And he will lift up a standard for the nations, and will assemble the banished ones of Israel, and will gather the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. Then the jealousy of Ephraim will depart, and those who harass Judah will be cut off. Ephraim will not be jealous of Judah, and Judah will not harass Ephraim. Again, there are three points to notice. Isaiah here speaks about a second regathering. The Lord will do it the second time. This was predicted even before the first dispersal. God looked so far ahead through his prophetic telescope that he saw the second dispersal, the second regathering. Then it says God will regather from the four corners of the earth. That's from every quarter of the compass and from every area of the earth's surface. That was never fulfilled by the return from Babylon. Then thirdly, God speaks about Israel being scattered as two opposing kingdoms represented by Ephraim and Judah. But he predicts that they will be regathered again as a single nation. And that has been fulfilled exactly in our time. Then we look on in Isaiah 43, verse 1 and following. But now thus says the Lord your Creator, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not hold them back. Bring my sons from afar, and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Again, there's a clear prediction of the regathering of the descendants of Israel from all four points of the compass. But the different words that are used for each point of the compass in regathering are very significant. From the east, it's just simply, I will bring, no suggestion or much opposition. From the west, I will gather, almost as though it's something that God has to take the initiative in. And remember, the west is primarily the United States. But when it comes to the north and the south, there's a suggestion of strong opposition. God says, I will say to the north, give them up. That is primarily Russia. And of course, that's exactly the situation today. And to the south, do not hold them back. The south is certain Arab nations. So again, we see every detail of these predictions of restoration and regathering being fulfilled in our time. What a privilege it is to live in days when the scripture is being so literally and manifestly fulfilled before our eyes on a worldwide scale. We have seen the record of the calamity that has come upon them over 2,000 years. To my way of thinking, it would be exceedingly illogical not to believe that the good will come just as literally and just as accurately as the calamity. Let me offer you now one final comment on the prophecies that we've been looking at today in connection with the restoration of Israel. I want to say this. The outworking of these promises to Israel in our day is objective, worldwide confirmation that the Bible is a true, relevant, up-to-date book.
Boy, nowhere do we see the fatherhood of God quite like we do when God is dealing with Israel, his disciplining of Israel, and yet his hunger to gather them in from the east, the west, the north, and the south, his hunger to draw them to himself. This is a powerful theme, and it speaks of the restoration that God intends for the Church of Jesus Christ. Listen, just ahead, two very special guests with me here in the studio as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Few people realize that the Church and the nation of Israel have two closely connected but very distinct destinies. Or that, as history's clock ticks, the paths of the Church and of Israel get closer together. In fact, it's only a matter of time before they converge. In his classic book, The Destiny of Israel and the Church, Derek Prince pulls back the curtain of prophecy and reveals the separate roles that Israel and the Church will play as we hurtle forward into the last days. Discover why, as these prophetic paths converge, we will find ourselves in a season of the most dramatic and earth-shaking developments in all of human history. What lies just ahead, and how should believers respond? Order The Destiny of Israel and the Church by Derek Prince at the special price of only $9.95. Call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. In a day in which many Christians are confused or are falling prey to false teachings about the place of Israel in God's plan of redemption, Derek Prince offers a voice of clarity and biblical authority. In a season in which too few believers know what God has planned for the church at the climax of history, this book brings us trustworthy answers. Take a moment to order your copy of The Destiny of Israel and the Church, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or securely order your copy for only $9.95 when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great to have you with us today as we're starting the theme of restoration with Derek Prince. And with me in the studio today are two dear friends. First of all, David Holland, who's one of the producers of our show. David, it's always great to have you.
Hi, thank you, Stephen.
And Christopher Selby, who's an executive producer of the show and also a grandson of Derek Prince. Christopher, great to have you.
Hi, Stephen.
Now listen, guys, this is an extremely important theme, this restoration of Israel, and it's also a bit controversial in our time. As we know, there are some folks who don't believe the nation of Israel has any role at all to play in our modern world, and or that at least not that's predicted in Scripture, or that God is continuing to have some role in. David, sort this out for us a little bit.
It really is one of the most controversial topics today. The rising tide of anti-Semitism we see around the world today, in Europe and even here in the United States to a certain extent, is very much tied to a sentiment against Israel and a growing number of people who just think that if Israel would simply go away, a lot of the world's problems would be a lot less complicated and we could all get along a lot better. But the fact of the matter is, no matter what your view is, it's almost impossible to dispute that that regathering of Israel that began at the first part of the last century and then really with the formation of Israel as a nation in 1948, the consolidation of Jerusalem in 1967, are really nothing short of miraculous. It's difficult to deny the sovereign hand of God on that, and the way World War I and World War II and even the horrors of the Holocaust were all used to make that entity that we see there in Israel now, in the Middle East now, exist. And I think that's what Derek has been pointing out this week, is that there really is a prophetic component to that.
Right, there is, and it's really difficult to deny. You look in the scriptures and you see all the prophecies of how, you know, the how Israel will be scattered, and we've seen that. We've seen that happen over centuries, and you know, as my grandfather points out, it would be pretty illogical to assume that all the prophecies then of the regathering of Israel would be somehow interpreted in a different way than literally. And that's what we've been seeing happen over the last, you know, several decades.
You know, this would seem to be a really important theme at this point in our history, because we're seeing a rise of anti-Semitism around the world. Mm-hmm. I mean, if nothing else, just the resurgent Islam. I mean, we certainly aren't bigoted towards Muslims here on this program, but at the same time, we have to recognize there's a very strong anti-Jewish stream in Islam. In fact, during World War II, the Grand Mufti, the senior Muslim official of Jerusalem, was aligned with Hitler and actually helped with the persecution of the Jews. And so this is a theme we really need to get a firm grasp on in this generation, as we're dealing not only with themes of Islam, but just a rising tide of anti-Semitism, even in the secular parts of Europe and America.
Well, there's a lot of demonic, if I may just wax spiritual and theological for just a moment, there's a lot of demonic rage against Israel, I believe, on the part of the enemy, because Israel was the instrument that brought the Savior into the earth. They were the woman that gave birth to the Messiah. The undoing of the enemy's kingdom came forth because this instrument was used in history and in time to bring Jesus into the earth. And there's a lot of residual rage against that woman, Israel, because of that very fact.
And one of the themes that's very important in our times is the increase of Messianic Judaism, that there's a huge Messianic movement. Many, many, many Jews are turning to Jesus, and this seems to be sort of a signal of the restoration of God, the work of God to draw his people to himself. I mean, there aren't two covenants. There's one covenant. We're actually grafted into Israel's tree, as Paul says in Romans.
Exactly.
And the reality is that we must understand, we must keep our eyes focused on and pray for the restoration of Israel in the sense that they are restored to their Messiah. And that's happening in huge numbers in our generation.
No doubt.
Well, and that is the primary purpose of the Father, is to bring his people to his Messiah, bring his Messiah to his people, to unite these, unite his people with the promised Messiah. That is always the ultimate provision for his people.
Well, listen, we're going to continue in these themes all week, and if you've missed any of this teaching, you can log on to our website at derekprince.org. You'll not only hear what Derek's been teaching about this week on the restoration of Israel, but all last week as he talked about both the restoration of Israel and the restoration of the church. Guys, it's great having you with me today.
Oh, always a pleasure.
Thanks, Stephen.
Well, listen, that's all the time we have for right now. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Be sure and join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
Thank you for joining us for Derek Prince Legacy Radio. To order your copy of Derek's book, The Destiny of Israel and the Church, give us a call, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. This insightful book is only $9.95. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can purchase your copy securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.